The recordings have started. You may begin.
Thank you. Thank you so much, JR. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the review of all rights protection mechanisms, RPMs, and all GTLDs PDP working group call held on the 4th of January, 2017. Happy New Year to all. In the interest of time, there'll be no roll call as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. So if you were only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now?
Hello.
Hi, Jay Scott. Welcome to the audio side. You're welcome. Hearing no names on audio only, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to you, Jay Scott. Please begin.
Thanks, everybody. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning, depending on where you are. We're glad to have you all here for the beginning of 2007 as we have our first call this year. We're not going to do a roll call as usual. For those, we'll just take it off the Adobe Connect list. If there's anyone who is only on audio, if you could quickly let Terry know that you are on the call so that she can get that for transcription purposes, I'd appreciate it. Is there anyone simply on monitoring us by phone? Okay. Having heard none, let's move on. I see that we have a doc in front of us, but unfortunately on my screen, let me see if I can get it to 100%. Nope, it's still not giving me 100% even in full screen mode. I'm getting part of the document. But I see that what we're going to do this morning, as you can see from the proposed agenda that is in the right rail, is we're going to review the responses to the TMFIS gathering subteam questions received from the new GTLD registry. So as you know, we sent out some data gathering points that we sent to the GTLD registries, and we got some responses back. So we're going to look at those. I see that George has asked a question just for the everyone in the group. He's asked if there have been any new responses since December 13th, and Mary has answered no. In fact, there has not been. You know, without being able to see the full document that's in front of us, even on full screen mode, going to be a little difficult for me to help out here. I'm happy to take a cue at this point as we begin to discuss. I can't even read the questions, guys, because I've only got like part of the screen in front of me even when I get to full mode. Let's see if I move this far, if I can. Okay, that helps a little bit. Okay, you see our first question there. Are you assessing data and records in the TMCH for purposes other than obtaining information necessary for the provision of Sunrise and claim services in accordance with ICANN's user manual and technical requirements? And then it gave a site. And then you see we have some responses there from PRI, Donuts, AFNIC. So it looks like the only one that said yes was Donuts. That they used it for the DPML. Block request, and they have also used it for other purposes. So are there any comments or concerns or discussion regarding question A? Okay. I see that Terry is also saying if you're having the same issue I am, that you can go to the wiki and pull the documents off. They're posted there as well. Mary?
Thanks, Jay Scott. So I think from the staff perspective, just to note that we did have these three registry responses, and hopefully they're helpful. George has noted in the AC chat that maybe that's not truly representative. what we have been told by the registry stakeholder group officers, and indeed also by registrar stakeholder group officers, because there was a set of questions that was sent to registrars as well, is that due to the timing as well as the sheer number of requests that these groups are getting, they really aren't sure how many more responses we're going to get. We have included registry and registrar members of this working group in the correspondence, so hopefully they can help us get more responses if we feel that that's necessary. But for what it's worth, this is what we have at the moment. And I also don't know if any members of the data gathering team would like to comment either on the questions or on the answers, because this list of questions was developed by that sub-team. Thanks, J. Scott.
Thanks, Mary. I have one question here. So these were sent to the stakeholder groups. Have we given any consideration to addressing them to the individual new GTLD registries themselves rather than to the stakeholder group? So we go to the business itself rather than asking some group that is sort of representative of and has to assign members to do this to go directly to the companies themselves running these registries?
Hi, Jim Scott. This is Mary again. I noticed that there are sub-team members on the call, so maybe they can jump in. I will say that on the sub-team, this was developed with a view to sending through the registry stakeholder group. That's probably not only the most efficient, but potentially the broadest and you know, somehow the most equitable in some sense of the word. Obviously, if the working group believes that there are specific registries, or indeed that there is a need to go to all the individual new GTLD registries, we can try and see if we can do that as well.
Okay. I mean, personally, from my standpoint, three out of however many members there are, you know, like 300 or 400, doesn't seem like it's a very representative number. So it seems to me that we need to do something to get greater participation. And I think that that is either getting ICANN to knock a few heads together by saying you have to participate in this in order for this to work, or going directly. We've got to do something, because what we're doing right now, going through registry stakeholder group and registrar stakeholder group, is giving less than optimal results. I see Susan Payne's hand is up.
Hi, yes, thanks. I was just going to say that Is my audio working?
Yes. I can hear you.
Oh, good. Thank you. I was just going to say that I do know that within the registry stakeholder group, although it's the stakeholder group, they then posted it out to members to ask them to respond directly, because it wasn't something that as a stakeholder group they would be able to respond to. Obviously, not every registry is a member of the registry stakeholder group, though. And obviously not all members of the stakeholder group have responded.
Well, I mean, I just... Okay, Jeff Newman writes, I believe the answers from the registrars for this question is going to be more dispositive. Registries only get access to the list of strings, but they do not get the full list of marks in the team's VH or other data associated with the trademarks. You know, I wasn't on the sub-team, but it seems to me we need to identify the most appropriate groups that should respond to these questions, and then we need to get a plan, a strategic plan in place to get those responses back to us. And it seems like we've done sort of the easy way, or, you know, Mary said what was thought to have been the most efficient and effective way, which is going through the stakeholder groups, and that has given us little or nothing. That obviously isn't working. So we're going to have to come up with another plan. I saw that Kathy agrees that we probably need to do direct communication. Is there anyone that agrees or disagrees with that? Come on, people. I mean, I drove my ass all the way in to do this call today, and I'm not going to sit here with everybody being quiet. I know everyone on here has got an opinion, so either vote or open your mouth. because I hear people complaining that we don't have enough answers here to give ourselves enough information to make decisions, and then what I'm seeing is total silence when I ask for somebody to open their mouth and help me design some process where we can get more answers. So I'd appreciate it if we get some participation. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, J. Scott. Yeah, and it's just echoing something I just put into the chat, but I think direct communication certainly couldn't hurt, but I think maybe before we go to that step, we could put out a call just to the PDP members, because as you pointed out, there are registries that are part of this PDP that haven't responded, so at least nudging other registry members to respond that are part of this working group might be a good intermediary step.
Okay, that's great. But I also know that Jeff, who I don't know if he has, if he can only chat or if he can speak up, seemed to indicate that he thought that registrars were the best pool of folks to reach out to, not registries. So it seems to me that's a fundamental question, is which group do we believe has the best information, or do we think that they would need it from both groups as we originally had done? Brian, is your hand still up?
It is, well, and actually, J. Scott, if I could just respond to that and to briefly to Jeff's point, and it's a good point on the macro level, but these questions are absolutely tailored to registries. So if we really are interested in questions to in answers to these questions, then necessarily I think those answers have to come from registries.
Okay, good point. Susan Payne? I think she must have. There you are.
Yeah. Hi. Yes, I was going to say there were a whole host of questions, and as a group we went through them and tried to allocate them to the most appropriate recipients. So although these are responses from registries, there were a whole host of questions that got sent to registrars. I would say that within the subgroup, some of us disagreed about the extent to which we were asking the right people the right questions, and overall, the conclusion was taken that in some cases we might be asking both registries and registrars a question, and you know, if the registries couldn't answer some question, their answer would be, sorry, I can't answer that. So, you know, in some cases, potentially a question may have gone to both and may have been more appropriate for one than in another. But that was something we considered in the subgroup, and that was the conclusion collectively that we reached, even if some of us didn't necessarily agree that all questions should go that some of the questions that went to some recipients were going to the right people. So although we've had some responses from registries, that's not to say that there aren't questions that have gone out to registrars. We just haven't had any responses. So this direct engagement thing is an issue for both groups.
Okay. Jeff?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Susan that both groups, we should have direct communication. I think the registries that are going to be important for this question are really only those that provided what I'll call kind of value added or other services outside of Sunrise and Claims, which are really, you could look at the RCEP requests that were filed, and it's usually those that offer block services, or that may have offered some additional verification that probably accessed the registry. So, you know, Minds and Machines, Right Side, those two registries offer block services. So getting them to respond might be a good way to tailor it. So that's I agree with the direct communication.
Great. So it seems to me that then what we need to do is we need to have staff help us identify those we need to reach out to by the fact that if we want to take Jeff's threshold question and say we would only reach out to registries that have offered some value-added service beyond the minimum requirement of trademark claims and Sunrise service, and then we would send that, and then a communication needs to be drafted from the co-chairs, I take it, directly to those entities that we identify. Now, my question is, who at ICANN can we enlist either by carbon copying them or getting them to co-sign a letter with us to urge the folks that we are sending out solicitations for information to actually participate. Is there anyone? Kathy.
Hi, Scott. Happy New Year, everyone. I would think that the Global Domains Division should be able to help us with this, certainly if Cyrus or Akram co-sign a letter with us. That people are used to, registries are used to paying attention when they see material from Cyrus and Akram from the GDD. And there may be something that we can tie it into that actually requires a response. I'm not sure about this one, but I would assume that ICANN has put into the contract somewhere that certain types of inquiries have to, certainly with audits, and this doesn't rise to the level of an audit. So I would just start with co-signing, you know, asking them to co-sign a letter with us, and I'm sure that would get the right level of attention, especially if we're able to go out under the email address of the GDD, because those should rise to a very high level of attention with the registries. Thanks.
Okay. I see Kurt Fritz has said he would have Akram or CO write the letter. I perfectly agree that that's probably a way to go because, you know, if you don't participate in this process, you're not going to stand at the end of the process and then complain about all the recommendations because when we reach out to you. And that's one of the biggest problems, in my personal opinion, of the entire ICANN ecosphere, is people either don't want to or it's not important to them until we're at the end of the process, and then we all get bogged down and nothing ever gets done. I see we have Jeff Newman's hand up.
Yeah, thanks, Jay Scott. I'm going to just take the opposite view of Kathy in the way that I think, Jay Scott, if you or reach out to them or the three of us reach out to them directly, the registries, one-on-one or three-on-one, I think that's much more effective than having ICANN sign it because then it becomes an issue of, well, this is not a contractual issue. I'm not required to provide this data, and I'm going to just put up my defenses and not respond. And, in fact, you may get a negative blowback by having ICANN sign the first letter. Like I said,
okay.
A phone call, a nice communication with someone like Minds and Machines and Right Side and others, to Staten Hammock, for example, from Right Side, to Reg Levy from Minds and Machines, a nice reach out is going to get you much further than having ICANN co-sign it and make it look like we're having a contractual dispute.
Okay, I agree. That sounds, you know, the politics of it, having a formal registry representative assist us with the policies is very smart. I see that Brian from PII has also agreed with that, and so has John Nevitt. So I will rely on their expertise in that area. I see here in the chat we're having sort of a side discussion about the fact that perhaps the questions need to be turned into a survey, and they think that perhaps that would get us better responses if it was in a survey format. And I don't have a problem with changing it to any kind of format that we think would get us responses. My only issue is, who's going to prepare that survey? I mean, do we have the ability to get a third party that is a survey developer to develop it for us? Because I really don't want to spend another 60 to 80 days trying to get this group to come to some sort of consensus about what is an appropriate survey question, especially when none of us are professional survey preparers. Mary.
Hi, Jay Scott. This is Mary from staff, and hi, everybody. I think the thought is that if we want to get the responses as quickly as possible, that what we can do as staff is convert these questions, since the sub-team has spent some time on that, into a survey, then presumably the survey could go out in at least two ways. One, as Brian and others have suggested, through and to those members of this working group that are already registry providers or work for registries, and secondly, through a direct outreach by the three co-chairs to specific new GTLD registries such as Right Side and Minds and Machines. Would that work to get us at least maybe a hope of a few additional responses?
I'm fully supportive of that. I see that Greg Shatton's hand is up real quick, so let's go to Greg.
Thanks, Jay Scott. My thought is, similar to Mary's, rather than getting bogged down in the idea of redoing the questions to make them more of a survey in the formal sense, is just taking what we've got and putting it into an online survey type of format, whether it's through SurveyMonkey or Google Forms or some other solution. It's just maybe an easier way to get folks to reply, and everyone loves the internet. So, thanks.
Okay. So, what I would ask is, first of all, how many people that are at a computer and in Adobe Connect, and there seem to be quite a lot of you, if you would indicate by a green check mark if you are comfortable with the approach of having staff convert this into a survey format and then doing a reach out directly to registry and also contacting the registry members of this group and making sure, so two touch points for them. I see a lot of green, I don't see any X's, and I see that Jay Chapman has his hand up. And no longer is his hand up, and I don't see it. It looks like everyone is in agreement that that's the way to go. So what I would suggest is, Mary, what do you think a timeline is to have a, thanks, Jay, have this in a survey format that we can show the group before we send out?
Hi again, this is Mary from staff. We will do our best to get the format to you folks by the end of this week, if not by Monday at the latest. It's probably really a matter of cutting and pasting, sure that the questions sit and read correctly as a survey question format. The point also, Jay Scott, is I put in chat that these questions go beyond just the use of the TMCH, and there's some questions about, say, the Sunrise dispute resolution policy. So in terms of a timeline to get those back, you could do some guidance as to what you think might be, the group thinks might be a realistic timeline, let's say 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, okay. We can decide that next call once we have the thing in hand and we see what it looks like. In the meantime, I'm happy to take the pen and do a draft note for consideration for the chairs on our call tomorrow as a cover for this. And then I think also, to Jeff's point, it might be good that as we send the letter out, the co-chairs divide up a list and we do an informal reach out by phone to contact each of the registries that are going to get this so that we can, let them know that we're really looking for their help in order to put out output that will be useful to them and to the whole community. And I'm happy to do that part so that we keep this moving forward. Does that sound like a workable plan? Okay. Well, with that, what I suggest we do is we give everybody, unless I see an objection, their time back on their schedule today. We've got a plan. We'll hopefully at the latest have a survey format of the questions to look out by Monday at the latest, which means you will have a couple of days to look at it before we have our next call. And then in the meantime, the chairs will put together a letter that we will also circulate with you so you all can see it and feel comfortable with it at the same time as we do the survey format of the questions. And then we will put together a list of people that we will be contacting, and we will also do a soft touch with a telephone call. With that workable plan, I suggest that we are at a point where we could stop today look at next call. I see Terry has posted so helpfully in the chat that the next call is scheduled for the 11th, which is 7 days from today, which is Wednesday the 11th, at 1800 UTC, which is, I believe, an hour later than today's call. So unless there's any, I see Mary's got her hand up, but Mary, before I let you go, I want to see if there are any members that have any questions, concerns, or thoughts that they'd like to put forward, or one of the co-chairs that might have anything that they'd like to say at this point. Hearing none, Mary, I'll turn it back to you.
Thanks very much, J. Scott. Hi, all. It's Mary again from staff. So just to a request that working group members, if you could please look at the list of the finalized charter questions for the TMCA with a view towards any suggestions that you have for how we can best approach that work. There are quite a number of questions, and obviously doing them sequentially does take a certain amount of time. There are pros and cons to that approach versus, say, a more broken up, categorized, or sub-team-based approach. So we would be interested in your thoughts on how you think we can best approach that. In that vein as well, we have retained the categories that were originally suggested when we had a much longer list of questions, some in language that now is quite different. So if you could also provide feedback on the list as to whether those categories still work, maybe some need to be moved around or some done away with, that will help streamline the work of the actual review as well. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you all again for being here. Sorry to have lost my patience earlier. I will look forward to speaking with everyone again next Wednesday at 1800 UTC and with the co-chairs tomorrow. And Mary and staff, thank you for all your help and keep continuing to move us forward. With that, I'll bring this call to a close. Ciao.
And once again, the meeting has been adjourned. JR, the operator, if you could please stop all recordings. To everyone else, once again, Happy New Year. And please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Have a wonderful rest of your day.